भगवद्गीता 11.33, तस्मात् तमुत्तिष्ठ यशो लभस्व जित्वा शत्रुन् भुङ्क्ष्वराज्यं समृद्धं मयैवैते निहता पूर्वमेव निमित्तमात्रं भव सव्यसाचीन्। दिस इज वन ऑफ द मोस्ट डायरेक्ट एंड इंस्पायरिंग कॉल्स फॉर एक्शन इन द भगवद्गीता एंड इट कम्स आफ्टर अ वेरी ड्रामेटिक revelation. Tasma, therefore means something has been told in the past, and this is being called as a told as a conclusion of that. What was told in the previous verses? Actually, Krishna has spoken only one verse, that kalosmi lokakshay pravruddho, that time I am the destroyer of all the worlds. लोकान् समाहर्तुमिह प्रवृत्त रतेऽपि त्वां न भविष्यन्ति सर्वे देवस्थापत्तलिकेषु योधा, दैट एक्सेप्ट फॉर यू अर्जुन एंड योर ब्रदर्स पांडवास एवरीवन एल्स इज गोइंग टू बी किल्ड इन दिस बैटल फील्ड ऑल्दो देयरफॉर। सो दैट मीन्स कृष्णा इज सेइंग दैट कृष्णा हैज डेमोन्स्ट्रेटेड द ओमनिपोटेंस हिज ओमनिप्रेजेंस इज द विश्वरूप। कृष्णा हैज also demonstrated the formidable power of the Virat Rupa, in which all the warriors are entering into the mouth and being destroyed. So, after showing all this, now Krishna is saying that tasmat tum uttishta yasho labhasva, therefore, O Arjuna, rise, and what should you do? Attain victory. यशोलभस्व जित्वा शत्रुन, आफ्टर डिफीटिंग योर एनिमीज भुंक्ष्वराज्यम समृद्धम, अटेन एंजॉय फ्लरिशिंग किंगडम मयै वैते बाय माय अरेंजमेंट ऑलरेडी they have already been destroyed. Mayai vaitai nihataha purvameva. Nihata, they already been destroyed. Purvameva, already in the past itself, it has been ordained. Nimitta matram, and therefore Arjuna, you become an instrument. That's all that you are holding. Nimitta matram bhava savyasachi. O savyasachi. The Bhagavad Gita's discussion begins because of Arjuna's indecision about whether he should fight or not, and especially whether it is right for him to kill his elders, his grandsire and his martial teacher. And Krishna replies here by saying that actually mayai vaite nihatah purvameva, by my arrangement they are all already destroyed. Therefore, whatever you do, you will not be able to protect them. Whatever you do, that is not going to prevent their death, because this has already been ordained. This is already decided. The word rute, which was there in the previous verse, can mean two things. It can refer to except for you or even without you. Except for you means, except for you, everyone else will be killed. And even without you, that means even if you don't fight, still everyone will be killed. So, but if you fight, then you can get the credit. Nimitta matram bhava savyasachi. Therefore, O Arjuna, just become an instrument, become a nimitta. So here it is being asked that please, that is it said that Savyasachi means, oh, ambidextrous one. So now to be a great archer itself is a great achievement, and to be an equally great archer with, to be ambidextrous, that means to be able to fight with nearly equal competence with both hands, that is an extraordinary, a stupendous achievement. then cricket, you know, there are batsmen who are say right handers or left handers. Now if you tell a left hander to bat right hand, they will be severely handicapped. And if you tell a right hander to bat left hand, that will also be very difficult for them. But suppose, you know, a batsman were ambidextrous and depending on the situation, the batsman changed their way of batting. Sometimes that same batsman batted left hand and sometimes that same batsman batted right hand. Then that would just throw the opponents off, the bowler and the bowling team's captain and the fielders. They just not know. They'll be thrown off. You know, what strategy do we have with this person? So that is, now practically no batsman has that level of skill to bat both right hand and left hand as per choice and with nearly equal competence. But Arjuna was so expert at that, and yet, despite being so expert, Arjuna is told that the perfection of his expertise is in cooperation with the divine plan. So, Savyasachi, oh Arjuna, who you are ambidextrous, no, even you will not be able to stop the will of the divine. But by cooperating with that will, you will attain. You will attain perfection. You will attain success. You will attain prosperity in this world. Yitva shatrun bhungshu rajyam samriddham. Now, this is not simply a call at a karmakanda level to say that you can enjoy a kingdom. Rather, it is not an inducement offered to get Arjuna to cooperate with Krishna. No, Krishna doesn't need Arjuna's cooperation. Krishna can defeat the Kauravas by himself. So rather, it is not just Krishna's will that Arjuna fight the war. It is also Krishna's will that Arjuna rule the world. Arjuna along with his brothers, they all rule the world. And just as Arjuna has some apprehension about doing Krishna's will here in terms of fighting the war, later on Yudhishthir will have some apprehension about ruling the world. And in both cases, it is Krishna's will that is to be followed. Here Krishna himself tells Arjuna that just surrender to me, Sarvadharman, Parityajamamekam Sharanam Raja. And later in the Bhagavatam first canto, it is Bhishma who tells Yudhishthir that just do Krishna's will. His plan is not understandable, but it is what is for us to do is to do his will. So we can see that the call to enjoy a kingdom is not that is not a inducement, but that is also an instruction. So when, in that sense, when Arjuna has told earlier that, you know, that better that I live as a beggar. Oh, Krishna is telling, no, that is not what my will is. This is what you should do, Arjuna. Now, mayai vaite nihataha purvameva. This is Krishna's statement that, oh, actually the enemies are already killed. Now, somebody may say that, you know, does this mean that the whole suspense from the story has been taken away? That, oh, the villains are going to be killed. That's ordained by God. Well, many times when people go to watch movies, now, they know that certain movies are, say, rom-com. They're romantic comedies. They're going to be laughter. There's going to be some complications. There's going to be some romance. And at the end, there's going to be happily ever after. Now, just because they know that it's a rom-com, that doesn't mean that they don't want to watch it. Because still the action, still the complications, still the interactions, all of them are enjoyable. So, even when we know the end, we can predict the end, still how we get to the end can be Intriguing. What to speak of, that is just a fictional movie. What to speak of when the Lord is enacting his plan and a devotee is executing that plan. So the subsequent events are also fascinating. So the that something is ordained doesn't take away the role for human initiative or the role for human creativity. That something is ordained is meant to infuse confidence in the humans who are cooperating. That although the odds may seem to be stacked against us, although victory may seem difficult, but still it's ordained. So then let us fight wholeheartedly. Let us use all our intelligence. Let us use all our expertise, and let us fight wholeheartedly, and victory will be ours. So this is meant to encourage this assurance that Maya Vaite Nihata Purvameva. This is meant to encourage, not discourage. And that indeed is the effect on Arjuna, where he becomes reverential and agrees to do Krishna's will. Thank you.